Welcome to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith in the shelter of God's Word. I'm your host, Jennifer Elwood. And today we are in chapter 21 of Counting Up to Christmas, 24 Gifts from the Gospel of Luke. I just have to do it again. We're going to look at the picture. I am so blessed to know Santa Corky. He is a family friend. He is in our picture this year from a time when he was just, you know, a regular visit people at their homes Santa. You can now find him on TikTok and join the other 2 million followers that he has. He has taken off in the world of social media. I am so happy for him. And if you would like your children to experience fun shout outs, you could watch him do lives almost every single day throughout the whole year. So I just highly recommend looking him up. I will put the link to his TikTok and his Instagram in the show notes. Oh, I love it. All right. Well, if you haven't read Luke 21 yet, go check that out, read that, and join me to contemplate this verse. Now, when these things begin to happen, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Luke 21:28, ESV. I have a somewhat controversial question for you. Do you celebrate Christmas with Santa? I polled this topic on social media several years ago and received a wide variety of answers. Santa seems to be a source of wonder and magic as well as controversy. As a family, we highly anticipate Santa's visit to our Christmas party each year. When my friend Tracy married Santa Corky, our Christmas party tradition transformed. Watching with wonder at the collective reaction from children and adults alike, Santa Corky appeared in the entryway with a bellowing ho, 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 and swept into the chair of honor in the living room. Santa's meter came out, and the children pealed with cheers as they received the rating of nice. Then Santa read an account of Jesus's birth from Scripture and told the kids about how much he loves Jesus. My favorite part. Family pictures and gift requests began, and the love was felt even after the party ended. The wonderful memories continue to last years later. Though I enjoy many aspects of my life on Earth, uncertainty of the future feels unnerving. Santa's presence at Christmas time, while lovely, fails to remove anxiety. The lack of peace causes me to look forward to our future home, the gift we are opening today. In a way, our future home doesn't seem like a gift. When it comes, the one we live in now will no longer exist. Jesus informs us of this as he builds on yesterday's distressing news of Jerusalem's impending destruction, which occurred in 70 AD, with more ruin that will take place before he creates the new heaven and earth. The birth pains will be devastating for a time. As I write this, my country is on month 4 of coronavirus lockdown, so I'm feeling these things intensely. But all of this must happen to prepare us for the glory of God to come in the home of our forever church. Knowing this gives us preparatory information and provides hope. The instruction given to Daniel after the prophecy he received is a perfect way to frame this reality. And you? Go about your business without fretting or worrying. Relax. When it's all over, you will be on your feet to receive your reward. This is at the end of the book of Daniel. Though unnerving, future events as told through Scripture mean to inform us. Instruction like this is critical. As Jesus says later in Luke 21:36, keep alert at all times and pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors and stand before the Son of Man. The strength to escape will come from the Lord himself. The news should not be received as distressing, but informative. As believers, we can trust that he will care for us no matter what. So what is the best action we can take in light of the future? Our eyes must shift to a focus beyond the horizon of difficult times. As Jesus's return becomes imminent, we view the rise of heaven. Intense, focused vision on our future home helps us endure anything. For me, the image of heaven evokes thoughts of peace and an intimacy with God never experienced before. No more tears, death, pain, or sorrow. We'll receive a new body more like Jesus' glorious body. We'll enjoy a wonderful feast prepared by the Lord himself. Very best of all, uninterrupted worship of the Lord occurs day and night. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. These truths prompt me to ask one more controversial but necessary question. Do you believe that Jesus is God's Son sent to save us? If the answer is no, or I'm not sure, let's chat. Please get in touch with me or speak to someone in your life who you know has the kind of hope in the Lord that I am speaking of here. If you are ready or have already believed, pray the following prayer. And that's our prayer for today. Lord, I am so thankful that you are sovereign over everything. I understand my sin separates me from God's presence. I believe in your Son, Jesus, who died for my sins on the cross. I put my faith in you. Please help me to believe. I want to experience everlasting life in your presence, in your Son's holy name. Amen. I recommend listening to the song, He Shall Reign Forevermore. And here is your Christmas quietude prompt. Meditate on the truth of your future home and allow thoughts of the resurrected Jesus in heaven with the Father to wash over you. And either write a note or contemplate thoughts of gratitude to Jesus for your salvation.